This is WLRN's Sunday Breakfast with the Arts. I'm Caroline Brader Watts. Each week, I'll be bringing you stories and conversations from South Florida's arts community. Young singers of the Palm Beach's motto is teaching life skills through music, and they have been serving the South Florida community for the past 10 years. I recently spoke with Executive Director Beth Clark and Artistic Director D. Sean Berry about their approach to this community choir.
Well, that's the beauty of our choir. Yeah. It's a very diverse population. We really try to represent Palm Beach County as it is. And one of the great things also about the choir is that it's known as an inclusive organization. There are some community choirs across the nation that are exclusive, that really are looking for a certain sound or a certain caliber of singer. And Sean's philosophy with his team is that we will work to teach you to sing. We really are looking for you to come in and enjoy being part of a great organization. And we will teach you some life skills through the process. We've been fortunate enough to work with the Lord's Place. We've had children from the Lord's Place come and work with us and come into our choir. And
we've also homeless children.
Yeah, that we work with and they come in. We also, you know, a lot of times young men in this county have trouble finding their niche. And so we've had several young men come in, many young men. I can think of one in particular. He came in, he couldn't even look us in the eye when he came in for his audition. He came in as a freshman in high school, and the mother was concerned about him. There was a poor family situation, and she was concerned that he was definitely going to go on a path that she did not want. And within a year, he was singing a solo on the stage of the Kravis Center, and he graduated with a full ride at Palm Beach Atlantic. Several years ago, we met as a staff and a board, and we talked about concerts because nationally ticket sales were dropping for classical sales concerts, quite frankly. And we talked about what can we do to combat that, because we want people to be coming to our shows. And we came up with a strategy of truly doing a diverse repertoire, but also we hire lighting designers, stage designers. We do choreography. Quite frankly, our shows are jaw-dropping. And everybody says that. This just, once you come to a show, you come to every show because there's so much fun. And even though we're doing classical music, which may not always excite and entertain everyone in the audience, it's done so well. It's just a thing of beauty. Right. But then we add so much. There's a lot of humor in our shows. Truly quite charming and quite fun. So.
And I think it's funny. Like, sometimes the most simplistic piece that you think is not going to go over is what people come back at the end and say, oh,
my
gosh.
That was my favorite.
I was just mesmerized by that. Yeah. You never know.
But we do make it as entertaining as we possibly can, right, because we realize that entertainment is a big part of our experience.
It's all about humanity, interconnectedness. We can only be successful ourselves with other people. You know, it's only through the other people that we can become who we really are supposed to be. And what better place than a choir? You know, a lone soprano out there singing is not as beautiful as a whole choir supporting.
Young singers of the Palm Beach's spring concert, Ubuntu, I Am Who I Am Because of What You Are, will be performed Sunday, May 19th at 7 p.m. at the Kravis Center for the Performing Arts in West Palm Beach. To purchase tickets, you can visit kravis.org. For information about Young Singers of the Palm Beaches, log on to yspb.org. And you can follow me on Twitter at Arts Radio. For WLRN, I'm Caroline Brader Watts.